This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday, the 2nd of June. Coming up, Russia bans European vegetables. Tennis number one Nadal says Murray match will be tough.
Well, he's coming with confidence and will be a very difficult match for me in semi-finals.
And a man's stolen laptop tells its owner where it is. First, Russia has banned all vegetables from Europe. It's because of the E. coli outbreak in Germany, which has so far killed at least 17 people and left more than 1,500 ill. German officials had thought Spanish cucumbers were to blame, but tests show there's no proof that's the source. European official John Daly says the cause of the outbreak has to be found quickly.
We need to take all efforts to rapidly identify the source of contamination. The initial suspicion of the German authorities that cucumbers from Spain were the cause has not been confirmed by the test results available up to now.
It's a big deal because Russia buys at least a quarter of all the vegetables that European countries produce, and that will cost farmers a lot of money. Next to Japan, where the Prime Minister has announced that he will quit as soon as he's sorted out the massive problems caused by the earthquake in March. Some opponents want Naotsukan to go now, but they weren't able to get enough support from other politicians. Naotsukan has only been in power for a year. He's Japan's fifth Prime Minister in as many years. Tennis now, and Brit Andy Murray says he's confident of beating world number one Rafa Nadal in the semi-finals of the French Open tomorrow. That's despite only awarding himself 5 out of 10 for his performance at Roland Garros so far. So, how's his opponent feeling?
He's doing great. Right now he is in semi-finals, having a tough match against Troitsky the other day, saving important moments, so he's coming with confidence and will be a very difficult match for me in semi-finals.
And for today's question, we want to know who Rafa Nadal knocked from the top spot to become number one seed. Yesterday, we asked you which two oceans clownfish can be found in. And the answer is the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Now, this is not one for the squeamish. The Australian airline Qantas had to ground one of its planes after rats were discovered on board. The cabin crew found the rodents inside a compartment shortly before passengers were due to board the plane in Sydney. Qantas say the discovery is very unusual. Yikes. Finally, check this out. Police in California have managed to track down a stolen laptop after the computer sent its owner a message. Might sound a bit sci-fi, but the man had installed a special piece of software that not only sent him the location of the computer, but also took a picture of the suspect. But the robber wasn't expecting that. OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We'll be back tomorrow.